nationwide. We bring you latest current issues, discussions and information. Nationwide on Radio Miraya.
Hello and welcome to Nationwide with me, Sunny Martin. Our discussion this evening on the first hour will be focusing on six political parties led by the Relay SPLM, headed by Pagana Mum, has recently released a position paper on the way forward after the end of the transitional period. The paper titled "The Urgent Need for Action on the Way Forward in South Sudan" is calling on South Sudanese to unite and decide for a way forward after the end of the transitional period. Pagana Mum, the leader of the group which calls itself the Real SPLM, is the former Secretary General of the SPLM. He explains more about this way forward to my colleague Sebit William. Please remember, this is a recorded program. Do not call.
Yes, it is a call, an urgent call to all South Sudanese stakeholders to rescue the country. Yes.
And yes, tell us about that. What do you mean when you said it's an urgent call for South Sudanese to rescue the country?
Sebit, first of all, thank you for hosting me. And I, through you, I thank all your listeners of Radio Maraya and to all South Sudanese who are suffering all over the country in the displaced people's camps, in the protected civilians' camp, in the refugee camps, and indeed in all our towns and villages. You all know that the government of South Sudan, the current government, the reconstituted transitional government of national unity, has failed to implement the revitalized peace agreement signed in September 2018. The peace agreement could not be implemented because of lack of political will and because of disagreement, competition, and sabotage among and between the main parties to the agreement, which were parties to the conflict. These internal wrangling, power struggling, attempts to consolidate themselves at the expense of the others has led to the agreement not to be implemented, has led to the government becoming dysfunctional, incapable of providing any service to the people, incapable of taking the country from war to peace, and incapable of organizing elections, incapable of finalizing the permanent constitution-making process with the participation of the people. And this is not the first time for the transitional government to fail. This is not the first time to even extend the transition. This is not the first time for the transition to fail. All the transition in South Sudan has failed. All the agreements that have been signed in South Sudan have not been implemented, could not be implemented by the government formed by the parties to the conflict.
Uh-huh.
South Sudan, as you know, has been in a vicious cycle of transition ending in war, and war, the warring parties, war comes to an end, or supposed to come to an end, with an agreement that is signed to take the country to peace, and that agreement is not implemented, the country goes back to war. Attempts to extend the transition have not resulted to any progress in the direction of peace. This vicious cycle is what we need to break as South Sudanese.
All right, let's talk about that. Let's talk about that, breaking this vicious cycle. And you have a position paper on the way forward. Just let's go directly to that. What do you think is the way forward now? What should South Sudanese do?
The thing that South Sudanese need to do, number one, is for all the stakeholders to come together in a round table conference, build national consensus on that way forward. This is one. To break the cycle, we need to begin a new transition, overcoming the failures of the previous transition and learning from them. One lesson to learn is that a government formed by the parties to conflict does not work, is dysfunctional, and this is a government, as President Museveni called, a government of enemies who are at each other's throat and not able to serve the people, like what it is happening now. But the most important thing is for the people to come together, all the stakeholders to come together, the political parties in the government, the political party signatories to the agreement, the political parties in the opposition and non-signatories to the agreement, the civil society leaders, or spiritual leaders, our women organization leaders, and our youth representatives, all of us, we come together to chart a new way forward for the country, breaking that vicious cycle.
Yes, and if let me just get you very clear, in what you're proposing is that after the end of the recent transitional period, the parties to the agreement should actually step aside and let professionals be the one to have an interim, to run the government for an interim period while they prepare for, let's say, elections. Did I get you correctly?
Yes, what we are saying, there is no reason to extend the life of this transitional period. There is no reason to extend the life of this transitional government of national unity. The problem is not time. The problem is lack of will and lack of interest and vested interest to obstruct transition to peace and democracy. Therefore, what we are saying is that let all the stakeholders come together, let them all agree to a new transition that will be formed by independent professional South Sudanese, not associated with the political parties, and for all the parties to agree to step aside, all the parties in the government and in the opposition, to step aside, support this transitional government formed by technocrats and professional South Sudanese to administer the transition, the new transition, and take the country out of these failures.
Yes, Honorable, isn't that a big call for the parties, actually? Do you think they will be willing to step down and let technocrats be the one to run the country?
It is, you are right. It is a big call, not only to the parties, but it is a big call to all South Sudanese. Our country is in danger of collapsing into chaos and disorder. Sidik, my brother, you see how the country is collapsing. You can see how the community conflicts has engulfed the country all over. In Bahr Ghazal, just recently, you've seen in what is happening in Equatoria, what is happening in Jungle, what is happening in Upper Nile, what has been happening in Unity State. All that destruction is the collapse of the country. And there is a danger of disintegration of the country as well. And therefore, it is a big call to all South Sudanese. This country does not belong to the political parties alone. This country belongs to the people of South Sudan, represented in their civil society, represented in our church leaders and in our mosque leaders, in our other spiritual leaders in the country, who have been urging us and giving sermon upon sermon, and nobody is listening, that this country is collapsing. There is need for us to come together as South Sudanese. Let us be united to rescue the country, all of us, and let us build a national consensus on how to take this country forward. And it is inclusive process, inclusive of all the political parties. What will happen? This is in the interest of all the political parties in the country, whether the parties that are in the government or in the opposition. Because we are saying, let us agree to form a government of independent, professional South Sudanese who will be neutral to lead the transition and level the ground. And we participate in the constitution-making process that led by them, not obstructed by anybody. And in the end, that government will finish all the necessary processes to hand over power to the people to elect their government in free, peaceful and fair elections, in which the political parties and the political leaders will submit themselves to the will of the people, who will elect their government. And when a political party or one of the leaders of the political parties win, the mandate of the people will form the government with the support of the people, and indeed will be congratulated by all the other political parties, because this is a free and fair election and organized independently by the neutral government, the caretaker government, formed by professional South Sudanese, a government that we need also, a government that will have the trust of our people, of the region, and of the international community to help South Sudan achieve this transition to peace, to permanent peace, and to sustainable democracy.
Yes, they are already...
Yes, a big call to all the parties, and I believe if they have the interests of South Sudan in heart, they will heed to it, and we are already receiving positive response from the civil societies, from the political parties, from church leaders, and we are continuing, and hopefully in the next few days and weeks, we will be able to set this process in March.
Yes. And Honorable, there are already been calls for election to take place right after the end of this transitional period. You might have heard from some of the cabinet members or even from the presidents. They have been calling the elections to take place at the end of this transitional period. First of all, what's your thought on that? And why are you against an extension of this transitional period if it ends from the same people who are right now running the government?
Sibit, and through you, let me say this to your listeners. The revitalized peace agreement by the 13th of September in 2 months will be 4 years. It has not been implemented. Even the pre-transitional task has not been complete. And this is by the recognition of the government itself in all its parties that is forming it. This is one. The talking about the election, election is supposed to take place in December, 60 days before the end of the transition. Up to now, we do not have the permanent constitution. The process has actually not even started. The bill was taken to the parliament, and that is the bill for the start of the process of the permanent constitution making. That has not started. At least the permanent constitution will take not less than a year, at least, and it is not there. It has been agreed in the agreement, in the revitalized agreement, that the electoral commission will be reconstituted. It has not been done. It has been agreed that a new census will be carried out. It has not been done. And it has been agreed that demarcation of the constituencies will be done before this. It has not been even started. And the country political space was supposed to be opened. It is not. People are not free. You can see, for example, people like Governor Kwelagwar is literally rotting in prison simply because he has made an opinion calling on the government to do certain things or calling on the people. As a citizen expressing his views, he is imprisoned. many have been disappeared because of expressing their opinion, including journalists and your own colleagues. So the country is not prepared for holding of a free and fair elections. Any sham elections will be a recipe for disaster in the country. Any hurried elections done to consolidate certain parties in power is rigging the will of the people. And that may take the country to war, and this is what we need to avoid.
Yes, and Honorable, others will say that you are supposed to be a part of this government as well, but you, the hold-out groups, that includes the real SPLM, and then also the other political parties, and you could have probably changed some things from within. What will you say on those who say that part of you who are not here also are to blame for not the smooth running of this revitalized peace agreement?
Thank you for asking that question. First, when this agreement was being pushed down the throats of the South Sudanese parties in Khartoum, we rejected it because it is associated with regional interests, particularly that of Sudan, the previous government of Sudan, which is carried on by the military of the Sudan, who took power after the fall of Bashir. Those interests associated with the signing of the agreement, we saw them as undermining the national interest of South Sudan, and we rejected to sign that agreement. And you know very well that we said this agreement is not going to be implemented. This agreement is planned to consolidate the SPLM-IG and President Kiir and his clique in power. This is what has happened. We said it. And in the end, even President Kiir came out to say this agreement was not designed to be implemented, agreeing with what we said right from the beginning. Right from September 2018, that was our position. We had been vindicated by time in what we saw, that time in and what we said, and why we rejected to sign that. Then we joined the negotiation with the government as non-signatories and as SOMA, under the mediation of Sant'Egidio Initiative, which is associated to the Vatican. And it was the government that withdrew from the talks and wasted time and came back later. Possibly came back because they were seeing that the Pope was to come back and they wanted to create some new face to welcome the Pope by returning to the Sant'Egidio mediation.
Mm-hmm.
But now we are in a situation that actually the very legitimacy of the revitalized or reconstituted government of national unity is coming to an end with the end of the transition, and therefore what we are saying now is that for all South Sudanese stakeholders to come together and rescue the country, because the revitalized peace agreement has not been implemented and the reconstituted government, transitional government of national unity, has failed to usher the country into peace and democracy, and therefore we need to think on how to rescue the country, all of us.
Where are we right now when it comes to that Rome peace negotiated, and the negotiation rather?
I believe that the Rome negotiation is overtaken by the end of the transition, and we are left with few months now. What I believe is, which is urgent for all of us, is how to rescue the country, how to build a national consensus that will manage the country after February 2023, when the RRCs comes to an end.
Yes, and this...
And avoid extension, and avoid sham election, and avoid going to war.
This position of yours that you came up with, the urgent need for action on the way forward in South Sudan, have you discussed with some of the members of the Revitalized Peace Agreement, the government of the Revitalized Peace Agreement right now? Because these are your same comrades. These are people you are working together with them. You are the Secretary General of the SPLM at one point. Do you still keep in touch with them? Have you made this proposal? And in your conversations, what is it like?
We have just begun to engage, not only with the parties that signed the Revitalized Peace Agreement, but also with the civil society, with our religious leaders, and with our women organization. We are in the process. We are really, this is a call to all the South Sudanese stakeholders. This is a call to rescue the country, and calling on all South Sudanese really to take the responsibility and to come together as equal stakeholders around the table and determine our future, take our country out of this vicious cycle of failed transitions, return to war, agreements failed to be implemented, and failed transition again and on. This cycle and extensions, this cycle needs to be broken, and this is a call to all the South Sudanese, political parties in the government, political parties in the opposition, and our civil society, our spiritual leaders, our women leaders, our youth organization and leaders, all of us coming together. This is not our just proposal. This is for all of us. We are basically saying, let us take the responsibility to rescue the country, to avoid our country remaining trapped in this vicious cycle, and to avoid our people continuing to suffer, because extension means extending the suffering of other people. And I am positive that all South Sudanese, including those who are in the government, in the dysfunctional government now, in the failed government, in the government that is having dispute among themselves, even on anything, including the roadmap that they are trying to sneak in to do sham elections or whatever that is that they are planning to do. Let us avoid all these intrigues and all that, and let us come back to start with a clean slate to really take our country to permanent peace and to a peaceful democracy, in which our people elect their government periodically in free and fair elections.
Yes, some South Sudanese will be wondering and saying, why should they listen to you and to this particular proposal? After all, you are part of the whole SPLM with the current ones who are in the Revitalized Peace Agreement, who took this country in the first place to the situation where it is right now. Why is this proposal from you, why should it be taken seriously? Is it because you're not part of the revitalized government at the moment?
What we are saying, why would they accept it? Because what we are saying is that let all South Sudanese come together in a round table conference. This is one, for South Sudanese to decide. Why would they accept it? Because we are saying in that round table, South Sudanese stakeholders will learn lessons of our failures in the past, including the failures of transitional government and the propensity of these governments to divide themselves and take the country to war, the failure to implement peace agreement, the failure of these governments in even providing the minimum services to the people, failure of that government to pay salaries of those who are working in the government, failure of that government to improve the economic situation, failure of that government to return the refugees back to the country and to their homes and resettle them, failure of that government to even persuade and convince the internally displaced people to go back home and give them opportunity to rebuild their broken lives. We will learn from all these failures. So we are not saying give this government to us in the opposition, those who have not signed the agreement. This is not what I say. We are not saying we want to join that government so that we take position. No, this is not what we are saying. And therefore, South Sudanese can see very clearly that this call is for all of us South Sudanese to rescue our country, to take it out of this crisis, this national crisis, and take our country out of this vicious cycle in and usher it into peace and democracy, and to give the power back to the people to elect their government. That is what we are calling. So you can see, we are not saying we want to join the government or our colleagues. They will say, well, but why did you not join last time? If we were to say, no, we want the government ourselves and let Kiir and Riek go and we come in, that will be a different thing. The supporters of the government will say, but why? Why give it to you? And that is where they can object to it. But what we are saying is a call for them, for you, for all South Sudanese to come together, build a consensus and take this country out of this crisis, out of this failure, out of this continuation of conflict, community conflict and divisions. That is, I am sure that's why they will listen to it.
Great.
Because it is logical and simple.
Great. You say that this is very important because South Sudanese need to start from a clean slate, and there is time for us to accept failures in order to move forward and rescue the country. Talking about accepting failures, you are holding one of the most important positions in the government and in the party as well as the Secretary General of the SPLM party. Do you accept that as well as an individual you might have somehow failed in your work? That's why it took the SPLM itself to split and took the country back to war before we start with this new slate and accepting failures.
That we will discuss when we rescue the country. That we will even continue to discuss when we have a government of professional South Sudanese not associated with any political party. We'll have ample time to reflect on all that. And at that time, I will come and say, look, this is what I have done, and this is what I have failed to do, and this is what I have said, and I believe this is what was right, and for it I was imprisoned and went to jail and court and all that. Time for that will come. Now let us rescue.
Let's talk about the remaining months or the few months remaining for the end of the transitional period. What could you like to see done by this revitalized government as its transitional period comes to an end within these remaining months?
The roadmap in my view and in our view as the six organization is that this time is a critical time for us. For South Sudan, it should be entirely dedicated for South Sudanese stakeholders, from the civil society, from our spiritual leaders, from our women leaders, who are, by the way, the majority of South Sudanese. When we speak of women, they are the majority, yet they are marginalized. And this is their country being the majority, more than men, and they are the one who are actually carrying the burden of suffering. I mean, you have witnessed or you have seen, you have heard, you have reported on violence against women, and therefore they have to participate effectively in taking this country out into a peaceful country where they can have peace, where they can have dignity respected with participation. their participation. So this time is for us to build consensus, is for us to agree on a way forward for the country. It's for us to discuss how the transitional government of national unity, the revitalized transitional government of national unity, or a constituted government, how they will hand over to whom, and how professional South Sudanese, what are the criteria for the professional South Sudanese to come and form the government, how the executive will be, what will be the most important items or agenda for the transition that are critical to stabilize the country, to rebuild the institutions of the state, and to prepare the country for a free, peaceful, and credible election. And to also have a government that is capable to mobilize international support for this transition.
Yes, and talking about international support, the U.S. has recently withdrew its support to the JEMEC and also to the CITESAM VM. What's your view on this withdrawal from one of the powerful and powerful country that was actually supporting this revitalized peace agreement?
I believe the government of the United States is right not to allow continuation of the squandering of the taxpayers' money in institutions that have been made to fail because the lack of political will and the intrigues within the parties forming the reconstituted transitional government of national unity has made it impossible for the peace agreement to be implemented. The cessation of hostilities and the ceasefire has been violated continuously, including leading to massacres and destruction of life and property and violence against women, like what happened in Leyte, for example, in Unity State, and what happened in Eastern Upper Nile, and what is happening all over the country. And therefore, this is a clear indication that United States of America, the Troika, and the international community is fed up with this process. And therefore, this is also a sign for us to take the responsibility to rescue the country, because the revitalized peace agreement has failed by the recognition of actually the parties to the government itself. The president has said that this is not an agreement that can be implemented. It was not designed to be implemented. It is too ambitious, to quote his recent words that he has used about this agreement. And this is going to follow. And you can see now the disagreement within the parties to the revitalized or reconstituted government.
All right, Honorable, just before I let you go, thank you so much for talking to us. But what will be your final remarks or message that you would like to send to my listener?
To South Sudanese listeners, my appeal to you is that please let us join hands to rescue our country. This is not about the government or the parties in the government or the parties in the opposition. This is not about civil society struggling alone. This is not about our religious leaders making appeals and sermons on how the situation is going very bad and the need to change and the need to repent. This is not about our women leaders and organizations decrying this situation of violence and displacement and conflict. This is for all of us to rescue our country. We struggle for this country to raise the flag, but not just to raise this flag among the flags of all the nations. Our task is to build this country so that when we sing songs of freedom, we sing them with joy. For us to be together living in peace and unity and harmony in this country. For justice and liberty and prosperity to be the norm in this country forever. This is the time for us to take our country back on the path of state and nation building and for us to be united. A lot of pain has been, and injuries has been inflicted on us by us, and we need to reconcile, we need to heal the wounds, and we need to also achieve justice among ourselves. My message to the parties, to the government, in the government, it is please, this is an opportunity for you to join hands with the parties in the opposition, with the civil society, and with the spiritual, our spiritual leaders, and with our women and youth organizations, together to take our country out of this vicious cycle in which you, even in the government, are trapped. We see the difficulties that you are having and the result of the failure of this government, because it may not be the intention, but this is where you find yourself. This is for all of us to think of a better future for South Sudan. And therefore, let us go to a round table. Let us build a national consensus on a way forward. Let us bring peace and prosperity to our people. Let us hand back the people, the power of the people, to elect their government in free and fair elections.
That was Pagana Mum, the leader of the Real SPLM, talking there to my colleague Sebit William.
Nationwide, your daily current affairs program on Radio Miraya.